Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to episode 182 on Total Wellness Radio. Today, I have the good fortune of catching up with Dr. Callie Estes. Dr. Estes has over 20 years' experience working with drug, alcohol, and food addictions. Her deep understanding of this, including the behaviors and the ramifications associated with it, place her literally at the top of her field in addiction therapy. Dr. Estes is a number one selling author on Amazon and has been featured on countless media outlets such as CNN, NBC, CNBC, CBS, Fox News, the LA Times, Yahoo News, and the list goes on and on and on. So sit back and enjoy this enlightening, although brief, very enlightening discussion that I enjoy with Dr. Callie Estes on today's episode of Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into Total Wellness Radio. Today, we have a real special treat, Dr. Callie Estes. She is an amazing, amazing addictions specialist, founder of the Addictions Coach. She has also been featured on CNN, NBC, CNBC, CBS, Fox News, LA Times. The list goes on and on. And she was gracious enough to take a few minutes, carve out of her busy schedule, and be on Total Wellness Radio today. Dr. Callie, you're there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate you for doing this.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So let's just dive right into this. I always ask my guests a few key questions to kind of kick off the conversation, and I would love to have you share with our listeners for a moment or two your attraction and what put you on the path to becoming one of the leading authorities in addiction specialists.
So I've been doing this for 25 years, and I am sort of known as the female Dr. Drew, if you will, in the industry, because I've worked with so many people in such a long period of time that I have been able to perfect several different techniques that help people get clean and sober that are really struggling.
Okay. And this has taken you where, and your personal experience with that is driven by what?
Well, I am a food addict that turned into a pill addict because the doctor gave me Fen-Phen and diet pills. So, yeah, I never identified as an addict. I thought, well, you know, it's doctor prescribed, not a problem, until I tried to quit it. And when I tried to quit, I couldn't. And I realized that addicts are my people.
Yes.
And I understood it. And the more I researched it when I was young, the more I learned, and the more I realized this is the field I need to be in because of personal experience and also because, you know, I've studied it.
Yeah. Well, you bring two things that I think that are key points to being really great at what you do, and that is you have your own personal experience, your own triumphs, and your own experience with watching other people triumph. So that's an amazing combination. It's hard to find that.
Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you this. What do you find today, now 25 years later? So what's the most exciting aspect of your current career?
So I love what I do. I'm really excited about what I do, and I love helping people, and I love seeing them get sober and thrive and have a new lifestyle.
So in the process of doing that, what do you find to be the most challenging aspect?
Well, the most challenging aspect of what I do is probably working with people that don't want to get sober and stay sober. Mm-hmm. They're the hardest to try to convince that they should be sober.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those circumstances make them willing if they live through it, correct?
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. So your primary focus is on, obviously, you're a New York Times, you're a best-selling author on Amazon. You've got some amazing, like you said, captured experience with working with folks suffering with this, whether it be alcohol, drugs, or food. Can you just focus in a little bit on the food side? Give us a couple of real cool tips that our listeners could maybe plug into or identify with when it comes to food.
Sure. So a lot of people eat sugar and they don't even realize it's an addiction. And then they get addicted to sugar and they try to quit. So something as simple as bread or even yogurt has a ton of sugar in it. And they simply eat it and they get addicted and then they have to end up detoxing when they don't have it. So when it comes to food, it could be white flour, it could be pizza, it could be junk food, it could be anything that you use too often, and then the body becomes addicted to it chemically.
Okay.
And we detox sugar just like heroin.
Yes. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's been some studies done in the past regarding that fact with mice in laboratory mazes, things of that nature. Unfortunately, these studies would get these animals hooked on a chemical and then offer them sugar, and they would leave the chemical because the sugar was so overwhelmingly more attractive to them, addicted-wise, than even the other illicit drugs. Does that sound familiar?
Exactly. So we did a rat study a couple of years ago, actually about 20, 25 years ago, where they had cocaine in water,
yes,
and they had heroin in water, and the rat could push the button and have the drug, and they would do it until they died.
Yep.
So it's very interesting how people get addicted to certain substances, and even though they gave the rats ways out and other activities, they were choosing this. But we did notice something interesting. When they put in an amusement park and then they put in water with cocaine, the rats chose the amusement park over the water with cocaine. So it gave them an option that was just as fun, or even more fun and stimulating,
yes,
than the first option, and they actually chose that.
And that was really it, right? The effects it had on the brain and the perception and the excitement of the experiencing the amusement park over the addiction of the what the chemical did to them.
Exactly. Yep. And it's interesting because that shows that humans can do that too.
Yes.
We can find that amusement parks can be more exciting than cocaine. We're just using cocaine. If we learn to have that same dopamine serotonin rush,
mm-hmm,
off the amusement park,
mm-hmm,
instead of the cocaine, we can make that switch.
Now, isn't it interesting also, then, and you can help me clarify this for my listeners, but I have, through my clinical experience of 20 years, saw that the production of serotonin and dopamine, high levels take place in the gut, like 70% serotonin, 50% dopamine. So it's not really, it's not necessarily just a hormone or a chemical that's in the brain, but it's used by the brain. And if our bodies, if we get off of these substances, obviously clean up the diet, get away from the sugar, break these addictions like what you're talking about, especially with sugar, and we get the nutrition back, don't we find that we have an impact on the mental performance as well?
Exactly, because it's physical and emotional dependency.
Yes.
So chemically, you're addicted to the sugar, but you're also emotionally addicted to the process of getting the sugar and eating the sugar or the cocaine or the alcohol, the heroin, whatever it is. It's processed emotionally, and it's giving you an emotional enjoyment, but it's also giving you a physical, chemical enjoyment. So if we can break the chemical to start, you can break the emotional secondary, but the chemical has to be broken first. That's why you see so many people have trouble getting off of heroin. They don't break the chemical connection and reestablish the neurotransmitters in their brain. Plus, if you're eating sugar, it's killing the good flora in your body.
Yes.
So it's breeding mold, and then you crave more sugar.
Yep.
And then people say, well, I'm craving ice cream.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but if you break the sugar connection and then take the right types of supplements to clean out your system, you will feel better.
Yep. Yeah, we see it time and time again. So thank you for clarifying that. So you are, you've got amazing products, services, an educational background. Share with our listeners how you deliver this to the people you work with. What's your best way to deliver your content and your knowledge and experience to our listeners?
So we do phone coaching, we do Skype coaching, we do in-person coaching. We're full service wraparound, so we can help anybody with any addiction at any time. And we are 24/7. So if you find a hankering for green M&Ms at 2 a.m., we have someone you can talk to.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Who would you like to give credit for in this interview for having the greatest influence on on the path that you chose? Who was there like a mentor or a coach to you that really helped you in this journey?
I had a yoga teacher help me when I was 23, and I had been given a pamphlet for NA and a pamphlet for OA. And I couldn't stay sober because I would go to these meetings and I'm like, this isn't working.
Yep.
And then I ended up in a yoga class. So there was a yoga teacher who was in recovery for alcohol that helped me with every problem that I had. So I would have to give him credit.
Wow. So let me ask you this. What, if you can, and I know this can be a touchy subject and we want to, you know, obviously anonymity is important, things of that nature, but do you have any specific client wins or anything that you can share with our listeners that could give them some hope in terms of people that have really turned around from some pretty dark places?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You see people in bad places that come a long way, and they each have their own way to get there. So it's their own path of recovery, and you have to go with them on that journey.
100%. And with your background and experience of overcoming and triumphing in these areas, It doesn't, there's really nobody out there, unless they've experienced what you've experienced, that's more qualified to do that journey, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would say that exactly.
Yeah. So what are some of the directions and goals you have planned for the future, Dr. Estes?
So I'm working on another book called The Seven Keys to Tap into the Wealth Inside You, and I'm working on helping people with their purpose and passion in life well beyond addiction. So once they're sober, the question becomes, now what?
Gotcha. So life it's the life after effect, right?
Exactly.
So in wrapping up here, because I know time is of the essence, and again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. In one final parting question, what is the best way for our listeners to connect with you, to plug into your information, and to reach out to you if they need to?
They can reach us at 1-800-706-0318, extension 1. Or they can find me on the web. I am theaddictionscoach.com. They can Google Callie Estes or shoot me an email, which is callieestes2015@gmail.com. And, of course, I'm on every social media outlet there is.
Yes. So, Dr. Estes, for all of our listeners at Total Wellness Radio, I can't thank you enough for taking this time with us today. And I really appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
On Total Wellness Radio, we have the honor of interviewing practitioners from around the world. We also have the joy of hosting at our clinic here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, a 6-day hands-on mentorship program. If you are a nutrition-minded practitioner and dream of taking your business to new levels, our mentorship program has what you need to get you there and save you time and money in the process. For more information, contact me, Dan Young, directly at 307-631-5300. Now for this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe, and when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.